The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello? Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Hello? Come on, guys. Get it together. Come on, guys. Can you talk?
I don't know. Okay. We're on.
We're on. Okay. You know, I'm not sure after 10 years why we have mistake, how we can do this. Good morning, everybody. Welcome
it's
to Free Fire
Training.
It's free.
It's called training.
Okay. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning there, Trishy.
Good morning, Carl. It's finally Thursday.
Good morning in there in the control room.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's it look like?
Weather-wise? It's 37 degrees. It was nippy and all kind of white on the ground all the way this morning. We're looking for a high today of 49, a low of 36. On Friday, a chance of showers, a high of 48 and a low of 36. And on Saturday, showers likely, high of 47 degrees and a low of 35 Saturday night, and rain likely. Chance of rain and snow on Sunday, a high of 46, a low of 32. And on Monday, chance of rain and snow, a high of 46 and a low of 32 again. We're getting those freezing temperatures. I hope we don't get into a real hard freeze and kick all the citrus and everything. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. How was your trip, Carl?
Well, trip was great. Super Bowl was, I thought it was a lot of people say it wasn't entertaining. I thought it was really, I thought it was kind of suspenseful because the L.A. Rams, any time you felt, could come back and throw a pass and tie the game or even win.
Yeah.
And, of course, they didn't because the it appears that the quarterback for L.A. was had his lunch taken away from him, and he was spanked by the defense of the Patriots. And not only that, he probably didn't get a good night's sleep in his sleep number bed, which is official, of course, the official NFL bed.
Yeah.
So, but he came out and he apologized. He said, I'm sorry. I just, you know, it was, I didn't perform when I should and all this. But, you know, let's face it, that defense that Patriots have, it took apart some really good quarterbacks this year. It took Mahomes, who was the most valuable player in the league, beat him twice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first time I can understand, because they throw things at him. But the second time, they beat him again. And it wasn't the fact that he wasn't there, you know, doing a good job, though. In this one, it was the fact that the Patriots got the ball first in overtime.
Well, you know, I for one, have always appreciated the defense part of the game. A good defense, it takes, you know, a well-oiled offense out there doing everything completely correct to offset a really good defense. And when you've got something like the Patriots coming against you, he had their moves memorized, and they were throwing everything at that quarterback that he just simply couldn't get ahead of the thinking on the defense side. I always enjoy the defense in a football game. A lot of people were bored by it. In fact, I didn't watch the first half. I watched some other stuff that I was busy doing, so I watched the last half, actually the last quarter, which was the only time there was any really action. But defense is part of the football system, and they did win.
It did, and you know what, the last part of the game. But, you know, you're sitting in a room with, like, 700 people.
Mm-hmm.
They were all at tables drinking for free,
mm-hmm.
And they had a great, great buffet. The thing about this is that it was amazing because we're used to being there, and it's just crowded. You know, the casinos, the hotels are crowded. And we were at Silver Legacy, and we go there every year. And this time, we used to go on a Saturday, but we were at the Crap Feet on a Saturday where I was emceeing. And then we left early the next morning. And we, you know, went over there. I had chains, emergency bag, shovels, all this stuff we needed. Went over, no problem. But the place wasn't packed. In fact, we were remarking that, gosh, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of people. And then you realize is that 80 from San Francisco or up from Sacramento was closed because of the storms. A lot of people probably stayed away because of that.
I think that's probably true. And if it's a Super Bowl that I'm really interested in and I really care about it and there's people that I want to watch, that is not an environment I want to be in to watch it. I enjoy the sport of football, and I want to sit, and I want to watch it, and I don't want all the distractions. That's just not my thing. I enjoy watching the game, and with all those people around and all that going on, that's okay for a game like that. But if I was really interested in it, I wouldn't want to be at the Silver Limousine.
Well, you know, and it's kind of
just me.
You go there for the, you know, for the event, but maybe we go there to just have
social life and have fun.
Yeah, to have it 2 days, you know, to ourselves. And
right.
To with people you don't really know. Now we went with our really good friends. You know, that's different. They're you know, when you travel with people, there's two types you travel with. They're the kind that need you to be with them, you know. And okay, let's go. They'll wait for you for breakfast, and they'll do all these things. The other kind, hey, we'll see you tonight.
Yeah.
And then if you get together during the day, okay.
But you happen to run into each other.
Otherwise, hey, we'll have dinner tonight, and you don't have to worry about that. And nobody gets upset, nobody gets offended, you know, that, you know, if you're not just doing everything with them. So, and that's the way the Tennessee are. You know, we see each other, we have a good time when we're with each other, but then, you know, if they want to go, you know, go gamble over there, and we want to do this, there's nobody gets their feelings hurt.
You know, you want to be real sure that if you ever decide to go across country with somebody, you get the second kind.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Especially if you're got two or three trailers going. Absolute priority must be the second kind, because it can totally destroy a trip if everybody's got to wait for everybody to do breakfast and lunch and dinner and everything you do. It's like that's when you have car trouble and get left behind.
That's right, and because Ted and I, we sit down at a blackjack table. And we spent 3.5 hours there. 3.5 hours. Now, you got to think about that. Three and a half hours. But we were there with three other guys, and other people would kind of rotate in on the first position. There was five of us out of the six, and the sixth one would rotate in and out of different people. We sat in there, and we had just a great time.
I love a blackjack table
and
like
so
that.
So everybody was great. This one guy owns a ranch up in north of Alturas. This other guy is, and all of us were veterans, too. One's a warden up in the Alturas area. I'm not sure what kind of place he runs, but he's got like 200 people that he's responsible for. Another one is his wife was calling him like every 10 minutes because she wanted to go back to San Francisco that night. And it was like, you know, have you all looked at the roads? You're driving a Mazda, and it's not even a Mazda, four-wheel drive. And, you know, but they left, and I got a text from them next day. We made it. 2:30 in the morning. We made it.
Oh,
so, but it's that kind of thing.
Absolute fun.
And you know what? And so what? At the end of 2 days, 2.5 days, you win 100 or you lose 100. But you had a great time.
For sure.
Yeah. You don't count. So, yeah, it was a good trip. And the Super Bowl is kind of not the main reason you go.
It's the thing you plan it around, but it isn't the main attraction for the whole weekend.
No, can't be because it just isn't. Now the Silver Legacy does bring in these football greats, these retired football guys.
That's always fun.
And that's fun, and it's the same guys, and they know us by sight because we've been doing this for like 4 years, and so we end up talking with Villapiano, used to be the linebacker for the Oakland Raiders. Here's a funny story. Ted and Lisa are checking out, and they've got a $600 bill on their room, and they look at it, and who signed it? Villapiano. He had the wrong room. So they
flip it over.
Of course didn't hold them responsible for that. But then you hear these stories, and you find out, you know, like Dobler's wife died last year, and he just hasn't, you know. So you hear the story. I mean, because you're talking to him not on the stage, but when you see it, you know, we, you know, they stop and we start talking, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So I guess the trip was good. On the way back, of course, was interesting. I was on 4-wheel drive for like 70 miles going through, you know, in the snow like that. And, but
you came back through.
Back through Susanville.
Back through Susanville.
And down to 44 the whole way.
Yeah.
And it was, I saw all the plows were coming in the opposite direction, but they were bringing in, you know, behind this one plow had to be 8 to 10 Walmart trucks that they'd had, you know, they couldn't get through the night before or maybe mm-hmm. even the day before. So anyway. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back here in a couple of minutes because it looks like Trish and I have got the next hour and 45 minutes, not counting breaks, to discuss what's going on in our world. State of the Union. I've got so many questions I need to ask you, and I'm just going to ask you and then hope that, you know, that you have an answer for all these. Not that you've never had an answer for every question I've asked. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, seniors, business owners, and especially veterans since 1993. Give Judy a call, 221-0441. She's our insurance agent. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 7:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for it. They are the best in the North State. How about that? Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Any type of heating or cooling systems, Alliance Heating and Air. Trishy, okay. A man is suing his parents for having him without his consent. He wants to be paid for his life. Because, wait a minute, I didn't ask to be brought into this world. You did it. So you've got to pay for me.
Yeah, that's a joke.
No, it's not. In India, man is suing his parents for having him without his consent, and they should pay for his life. They should...
Give him
the money.
They've been doing that for a long time.
He's suing him for you know, I didn't want to be here. I never had a. Nobody asked me if I wanted to be born. Now we call this funny. You know, you laugh and you go, like, "What a stupid thing." Then you start looking at things that are going on around here.
Yeah.
When a cat in New York City has more rights than a child that can live outside the womb. Yeah. There's something wrong here. And when you see this, we laugh. How can you draw the parallel? It's because it's stupid. It's just stupid. You had me without my consent. Like, you know, frankly, his parents obviously had consent to have the kid. It's okay to have a child. Does this mean you got to have a license to have your child, and it's got to be granted by the government so that you can't be sued by your kid? Because the government said, oh, no, we gave them a license to have this. Well, now the government is giving a license for people to murder a child once it's born. Once it's born, to murder a child once it's born. A cat in New York City has got more rights than that child.
And no kill zone?
No kill zone.
I'm just saying.
A cat, I mean.
For animals, they
if
have
you
they
come
have
in
and humane
if,
society,
if you
came, no kill.
If you came in to a kitten that had just been born, mm-hmm. and you stomped it and killed it, and somebody saw you do that, you would be arrested, and you'd have a good chance of going to jail. You say, hey, wait a minute. I can't take care of that. I can't take care of those kittens. So I just killed them. Stomp, 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 stomp. You may not like the way I did it, but I did it. And you will be taken to court. And you will go to jail probably for that.
Yeah.
Even for a short period of time. Yet we've just said
it's okay to
in
kill
our
babies.
Country, in our country, it's okay to kill babies that could live outside the womb.
Yeah.
Once they're born.
That's exactly what we said. And they keep trying to talk that back, and they keep trying to say, oh, no, that's not. It's only if the pregnancy is not viable. Well, we already know it's viable because the baby's already been born. So we know that the baby can live outside the womb, so that argument doesn't float. They say, but it's a woman's right to choose. It's a woman's right to choose, right even up to birth and after. Choose what? Choose whether they're going to kill their baby, because it isn't about a part of their body. That fetus is not a part of the body to begin with. Ever. It's not a part
of
the body.
And
after it's out of the body, then that argument's gone completely.
Well, here's their argument. When we had the lady that was running for against LaMalfa, and I said, okay, pro-choice, pro-life. She says, well, I don't look at it like that. Well, I said, well, if you're pro-choice, you're for abortion, and so you believe in abortion. Well, then she starts getting uncomfortable, but she got really uncomfortable when I started asking about the third trimester.
Yeah.
Because if you support that, do you support that? Well, she said, well, there's, you know, that's a very rare occurrence. Okay, but do you support abortions in the third trimester where the baby could live? Well, she just, you know, it was downhill from there. I mean, she was a pleasant lady, and she wanted to do Oh, I want to bring in the internet to everybody. But when you ask questions like this, they become uncomfortable because, well, pro-choice doesn't mean I'm for abortion. Well, yeah, it does.
They don't like the terminology when we say pro-life, pro-choice. But by life, that is, you either believe in life and you believe in not taking a life out inside the once it's been conceived, and we recognize that it is a life. We recognize that in court cases when you kill somebody who's pregnant in an auto accident, you're held accountable for two lives, the woman and the baby.
Which is strange on that one, too. How can you do this? You can't go both ways.
I mean, you can't justify
it. Well, one of them is it's because it's in your body, and if you want to abort the life in your body, you can do that, okay?
That's what they say.
But the part, see, here is we've come to this point in our country where it's okay to kill a baby after it's born. And in New York and Virginia, and this is what started the trifecta in Virginia.
But let's go back and finish that thing.
Yeah.
Because we started, that's how we do everything. The way you started this with the article about that is exactly how these stupid things happen.
That's how it starts.
In your wildest imagine, a nation 50, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, would you ever have believed that the United States was going to say that it's all right to have an abortion? I mean, we wouldn't have thought that was okay because we just wouldn't have. I mean, it was illegal to have an abortion. Now, we've gone completely from, in case of incest, in case of those things, that's where it started.
Mom's going to die.
You know, mom's going to die, death, you know, okay,
rape.
Those kind of things were okay to have an abortion. Now we've gone the full spectrum. Obviously, we can't go any further I don't know, maybe we'll get to the point where if they're in the kindergarten and they're really being bad, we can zap them then.
Well,
who knows?
You laugh about that. But
well, not laughing.
What happens
that's where
after
we're going.
The infant is 5, 4, 5, 6 weeks old, and the mother can't cope with it?
Then she's going crazy. We do.
So you would say, okay, then we have child protective services for that. We do now. But like you said, 70 years ago, 60 years ago, who would have thought, since in our lifetime, who would have thought it's okay that two states would have passed a law that says it's okay to kill a baby after it's born?
Because and when we were young people in those positions where you might have gotten a girl pregnant or I might have gotten pregnant, it was illegal to have an abortion. Yeah, it was.
It was. But there were doctors out there that were doing it, and it was happening, and
that's how it came about. And then the whole argument then was, well, it's happening anyway, so we might as well legalize it so it'll be safe, and people were
dying from back alley abortions and from, people injecting things into themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, but that's how it always starts.
It started like that.
It starts with a nose under the – it's either right or it's wrong. And we have to be more careful about what we just keep bending over and saying, oh, okay, well, yeah, we'll do that just once. We do it all over, and that's how we give up our rights, one little bit at a time.
Well, if Trump
– which leads
– It depends now on – he mentioned this during the –
yes, he did.
And the Democrats sat on their hands. And this is something the Democrats need to embrace. They need to embrace –
they won't even talk about
infanticide.
They won't even talk about it.
Infanticide, where you kill
infanticide.
Babies.
Infanticide.
Infanticide. They've got to embrace it, because if they don't, then they're hypocritical in their own party, because this is what their party embraces.
But they don't even, you know, you
infanticide.
You were switching down to the situation in West Virginia, and that's
it's been Virginia. I want to get to that after the break.
That's
what started it.
That's exactly what started it.
And
they are decking and weaving. What's comical is every one of them. I mean, Dianne Feinstein, man, she had all kinds of things to say about, but she didn't have anything to say about anything that's going on down there. She always has something to say about abortion, and she always has something to say about sexual harassment. And she doesn't know anybody in Virginia, has never been there, and doesn't want to talk about it.
Virginia, where is Virginia? Is that a state?
That's exactly right.
Is that a state? That's what the Dems are saying right now. I've never heard of Virginia.
And who is this? I don't think I know them.
Sanders. Barney. Is it Barney Sanders?
Yeah.
It's not Barney.
Bernie.
Okay. Bernie Sanders. When somebody's asking a question, he goes, oh, I got a phone call. He didn't have a phone call. He pretended he had a phone call and ran away.
Oh, they don't.
You know, it's like turning on the light in an old storeroom and watching all the cockroaches.
That is exactly what's happening.
Did I just call Democrats cockroaches?
No, not all of them.
Just many of them. Just the ones that have been elected. 7:30 in the morning.
It's a comical thing that's going on back there.
You know what?
They just, with a straight face, can sit there and do it. I just don't know how they do.
The thing is that they just whack away at the Republicans for doing stupid things. Well, they're in the middle of their own stupidness right now, and it is fun to listen. Because I want to talk about Elizabeth Warren today.
Oh,
my gosh. She's on the run again. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. 7:30 in the morning. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. It's 37 degrees. The weather's brought to you by, of course, Shasta Gas Propane. And this segment was brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Specialized in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 47 years in the business. Locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Give him a call at 221-4144. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. We'll be right back.
The 70th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo today at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. This annual expo is sponsored by Crook Logging, NorCal Kenworth, Tri-Counties Bank, Mountain App Enterprises, and Wind River Resort and Casino, and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, Historical Displays, Log Loading Skills Competition, Equipment Displays, Exhibits, Demonstrations, and the Strongest Logger Competition. We're investing in our future one youth at a time, teaching our children about the responsible forest management and the practices of a successful industry. And it's all free to the public. The 2019 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson today is sponsored in part by Steve Wills Trucking and Logging, Jefferson Resources, U.S. Bank, W.M. Beatty & Associates, and Wheelabrator Shasta Energy.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do, travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement. Make retirement the best time of your life. Don't wing it. Plan for it. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement with Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, 7:34 in the morning with Trish Clark and Carl Budge. It's Thursday. It's Trish.
Thursday, yeah. This is my third Thursday this week.
I know. I know. You know what? Thank you so much for being here Monday.
My pleasure.
Tuesday.
My pleasure. I hope we didn't drive your audience away.
No, of course, people love you. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank at the East Cypress branch. Will be locating to 192 Hartnell Avenue this spring. So it's just going to be there in a couple of months. That's their main office. It's going to be going right there. And, of course, they you can always visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. They are moving local dreams forward. And next Wednesday, we have one of the businesses, Girls Inc., that Cornerstone Community Bank has helped on the show at 7:30 to talk about Girls Inc., which I think that's a great organization too. Now, you know what the Triple Crown is?
Triple Crown, the horses,
yeah. Yeah, you know what? It's about winners, right?
Right, absolutely.
Well, Virginia has their own triple crown going right now.
They do.
And it's not about winners.
No, it's
not. You know what? Oh my God, are these a bunch of idiots? You know what? I almost said the first bad word I have said in 10 years. Almost slipped out of my mouth right then. I was going to describe the idiots.
God, just, please don't
I was
do
going,
that.
It almost came out.
Yeah.
And, Sue. Does Sue know where the delete button is?
Do I know where the delete button is?
Do you know where it is? Seriously.
Well,
you better find it if you're going to be a producer.
absolutely.
Where somebody comes in and says something and he almost did.
And we got Coach Bob on. And you know what? You better know where that delete button is. Okay. Coach Bob, good morning, buddy.
Oh, please. You're going to need two delete buttons before this call's over.
All right. Good morning.
You started it. Hey, I want to go back a few days. I haven't had a chance to squeeze in a call since you were doing a rant about Bank of America.
Oh, I'm still not finished.
Well, I would like to make a quick rant about tri-counties and something they do. It's a bank policy, I'm sure. I doubt that it's state law. I don't know. But I think it's stupid. I have a friend, customer, lady, that a single woman banks there, and she moved everything from a safe in her home to a safe deposit box. I couldn't think of the name of it.
Yep.
And she said, okay, here's what I want to do. She told the bank, I want to put my daughter on this in case anything happens to me. And they said, okay, have her come in and sign the card. She said, well, I can't have her come in and sign the card. She lives in Baltimore, Maryland. Oh, well, you have to wait until she can come in and sign the card. Well, why can't she have her signature notarized in Baltimore? No, we don't allow that.
Mm.
So I find that unconscionable.
Well, that's weird.
That they won't accept something legal like that. And this girl is 3,000 miles away.
And now the next thing you're going to tell us is that it's in the box and it takes two signatures to get it out and they won't let her have her stuff back.
Well, there you go. Who knows?
Well, you know what? Here's the ridiculousness of this whole thing. And let me refresh everybody's memories. We have a veteran here in town that's 90 years old and his wife is in her 80s and she's legally blind. They went down to have her put on his account in December. They went down, they brought it up on the computer. They know these people. The Bank of America knows these people. And they got it all filled out. And when it came to the part and the computer says, no human said it, computer says, oh, I need to see your Social Security card to the wife. She has her Social Security number. She gave it to him. She's got her ID. They know him. And they said, no, we need to have your Social Security card. Just to be signed on to his bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I say? And she goes, I don't have my card with me. They turned and dumped all the information. Go back and get your Social Security card. Bring it back to the bank, and we'll get
start
it done.
Over.
Start over again. Well, in between that time, so she couldn't find the Social Security card. So then they send off the Social Security card, and he, meanwhile, goes downhill. He's in the hospital. She cannot get to their money because she's not on the account. Bank of America refuses to do anything to help people. Refuses.
Yep.
We've got a 90-year-old World War II veteran in the hospital and his funds are tied up because the Bank of America, and I hope people call Bank of America, but it doesn't do any good because you're not going to talk to a person at Bank of America. You never talk to a person when you're calling. You got to go down there. You got to stand there. And when I try to make a, you know, okay, I'll make an appointment. A week out? Are you kidding me? Bank of America sucks. And that's the nicest thing I have said about them in like 3 weeks. An update,
well,
though,
you know what's
is
funny?
This.
Colonel is, it doesn't sound very American, does it?
Yes. You know what? It's run by people who don't really give a damn. Until you go, you know what
right.
it takes is you go to local banks. And you know what? You wouldn't have that problem in a local bank.
The problem is,
you wouldn't have a problem like that in a local bank.
But, Carl, local banks can't survive. I can't begin to tell you how many banks that I have had accounts in since I've lived in Shasta County since 1977 because of that very thing. I always tried to get the local bank. So I'd go and I'd get my accounts all established in the local bank, which would promptly be bought out by another bank, which would promptly be brought out by, and all of a sudden, I'm at a big bank. I'm at Tri-County. That's not where I started.
Well, you know what?
We have
banks like Five Star, which, by the way, were more than able to help with this. And you have Cornerstone.
They're ready. I live in Anderson.
I know that, but still, you come in here a lot.
But having a bank in your hometown is important.
I'm just saying is this. Bank of America goes, you know, the guy, I get to the guy. I just walk in and stand there until somebody comes over to help me.
And I want to say I have no issues with Tri-County.
And so he says, well, I'm calling, oh, well, the legal department says we can't do anything. And I go, you know, you guys have just, you know, your support of seniors and your support of veterans and their time of need is non-existent. So Bank of America, as far as I'm concerned, I would never do business with you. If I had account funds in Bank of America, which I never would, I'd call it out. My wife canceled the credit card because we don't use the credit card from Bank of America. Bank of America, frankly, had a chance to be a human, and they chose not to.
Well,
so there, Coach Bob, thanks for getting me started.
I was just going to say, Coach Bob, I'm sorry you started that up again.
Well, okay, here's the good news.
Okay.
We've got Bob back up here.
Perfect.
He's here, and I'd like to give a big shout-out to Willow Springs, who is helping, you know, helped in this whole process.
Perfect.
And I want to talk about East L.A., their hospital down there at USC, transported him back.
Fantastic.
No cost.
Wow.
No cost. Got him back up here. The people that I'm helping, you know, here in town, it's just a lot of things, a lot of moving parts on how we're going to, you know, get all this finished. And all that will be, I hope we'll have it done by tomorrow. Powers of attorney, all of these things that have to be done so we can get the money that was just redeposited back into Bank of America because it's a direct deposit, get it out of there and get it into a bank that cares.
Well, that's really good news. There's a lot of people that from the community he lived in before and certainly there are new friends here that are very concerned, and that's good news.
In my opinion, they could have helped, and they chose not to because of a computer program.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. I can't read that. Good morning.
Mardell.
Mardell. Good morning.
Yes, this is Mardell. Yeah. Who am I talking to?
This is Carl and Trish.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stick up for Bank of America. I have been a client since I was in 4-H years. I'm 83 years old, so it was a long, long time ago. Started at Fall River Mills. And anyway, I've been in Reading for 40 years now, and I have an account at Bank of America and also at Tri-Counties. But anyway, recently I got some new old-fashioned blue end stub checks printed. And they did it wrong, and so I went in the next day after I got them and talked to them, and they called the East Coast where the bank
headquarters
branches.
Yeah.
Anyway, they reprinted the way I wanted them and overnighted them by Federal Express. Bank of America has treated me just fine.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm so happy for you. I'm just going by the instances that I've seen with several people and my personal one, that there had to be no problem, and now it has caused such consternation. Then they could have settled this 2 months ago, but they chose not to.
I asked for a specific person to talk to.
Oh.
The the main branch down at East Street, the main branch, even though it's a small one, it doesn't seem there's a lot of people go there anymore. And anyway, I don't know. I'm going to stay with Bank of America. I balance my checkbook every down to the penny every month, and I haven't had any trouble with them. And I also have safe deposit boxes there that my son has signed on. So,
is he on your account?
No,
your son.
I have a trust anyway.
Okay, now that's another thing. We're going to have somebody come in and talk about that trust. What happens if you become incapacitated and all that? And you've done the right thing, Maribel. You've got a trust. And because now if something does happen to you, God forbid, but if something happens to you, you know that you're breakdancing and you sprain your ankle, that you got somebody there that can come in and take over some of these affairs.
Well, fortunately, both my sons live in California, so they can come up when they want to. You know, I see them fairly often, and they take good, even though they don't live in town, they take good care of me. So anyway, I started with a little bank in Fowler Mills when I was about 12 years old.
Well, God bless you, and thanks for calling.
Thanks for that.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, well, I love that. I love our listeners.
Well, I do too. And I think it's important to note that there are instances in each situation that are good.
Not every time.
I know there's been a lot of people that have not been comfortable with a lot of the changes that have been made at Tri-County Bank since the new operation. I personally have had no issues.
We've had a relationship, an advertising relationship with Tri-Counties and the people I've dealt with I've dealt with them. It's been really nice.
But it's hard to stay with a local bank forever, like I said, because
they get bought up.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is the personnel move on. Personnel that you've been doing business, all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, both of the people that I have dealt with very successfully in Anderson are now in Reading. So I stopped by and visited them once in a while.
The banking business is I can't use the word incestuous. That's not the right word. But it's very closed in the sense that you'll see them moving from bank to bank because, people do well in this bank. They get promoted.
They get stolen.
They get stolen is what happens.
That's exactly right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Dignity Health Connected Living. Yeah, if you're 60 or over, talk to Dignity Health. They're offering an Active Choices, which is a free six-month program to help seniors lead active and independent lives so they can stay engaged and connected with their family, friends, and community. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:47 in the morning, 38 degrees out there.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings. Winter is here, and it's snowing cold hard cash. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Snowfall of Cash Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or $10,000 in cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 8 p.m. gives you the chance to win 3 game pieces for free slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or $10,000 in cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Final drawing Thursday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Remember to join us every Monday for Military Monday Serve a Soldier with our 15% discount on Elements and Creekside Pub and Grill food for all veterans. Receive $11 free slot play along with a Military Monday card at the River Club. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Don't miss the 70th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo today at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. This annual expo is sponsored by Crook Logging, NorCal Kenworth, Tri-Counties Bank, Mountain F Enterprises, and Wind River Resort and Casino, and showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, Historical displays, log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, demonstrations, and the strongest logger competition. We're investing in our future one youth at a time, teaching our children about the responsible forest management and the practices of a successful industry. And it's all free to the public. The 2019 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson today is sponsored in part by Five Star Bank, Muse Trucking, Trinity River Lumber Company, Croman Helicopters, Dan Aarons and Son, and Fruit Growers Supply.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And now, back to our show.
Maybe right. I may be crazy.
I may be crazy. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's 7:51 in the morning, and it's 38 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
And Valentine's Day is coming up, and that's the perfect store to shop for that.
Go in and see Rebecca.
Yeah, absolutely.
See Rebecca. Yes.
They got some pretty stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. The trifecta, the triple crown of stupidity is in Virginia.
It is.
And it's the top three officials in Virginia. The governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general, who just threw himself in the bed of vipers himself. And it starts with, of course, the governor, who says, who in a news conference made it sound like, look, child's born, you can off him right then.
And he didn't make it sound, don't give him that. He didn't make it sound like it. He said it.
Okay.
The baby will be born.
And it'll be kept
alive. It will be resuscitated after discussion with the doctor and the mother, and then we'll decide.
And then you can kill it.
Yeah.
All right. So that hit. And that just was a firestorm. And then after that, there's this little news source, and I can't even remember what the name of it is. Somebody sends them a copy of the yearbook that he was in, the page. And by the way, you submit the page about you to the yearbook. So he submitted this himself. And there was a man in blackface and a man in a Ku Klux Klan outfit. And that hits. And he apologizes on a Friday saying, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, gosh, you know what? That was, I was 24, blah, 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 blah. And then... but he won't say which one he is. Then he comes out Monday and says, that wasn't me.
Neither one of those people were me.
Those weren't me.
I wasn't in that picture.
But
I did submit the page.
And I was in blackface when I was at a Halloween party imitating Michael Jackson. I mean, you can't make this up.
I think the most important characteristic, Carl, is that nobody got upset about the stuff about the baby.
No.
There was no uproar. There was some pushback. And they were unable to pass the legislation because the Republicans were able to table it, keep it from coming forward.
Yeah,
and it died.
Yeah.
And if you ask any of the Dems about it any place, They couldn't care less. They weren't upset with that governor. They weren't going to try to remove him. They weren't going to say, nope. My God, nothing. No conversation. Nope.
Nothing like that.
Now we got people in blackface.
But now when he went to the blackface thing, there is everybody. And now he's refusing. He says, I can't do this because I'm not that kind of person and all this. But you did it, though, right? Yes, well, I did it, blah, blah, blah.
Mom, I was insensitive.
Now, so then, people are saying, you've got to resign, you've got to resign, you've got to resign. Well, now the lieutenant governor, who is sitting there, and he's looking, and he doesn't make a comment because he's a lieutenant governor, because he's not going to call for the, he's standing, but everybody's talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a guy that, you know, is a fast mover and all these things, African American. And the reason I'm saying African American because of what happens right after this. And, he's obviously
up and coming young man.
He he's ready.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Sexual harassment.
Sexual assault.
Sexual assault, right.
By a woman who, get this, you remember the, you can't make it up. Remember the Kavanaugh hearings? It was a doctor from, California.
Same school?
Different school, who said that he had sexually assaulted her by jumping on her and all this and scared her and all that, blah, 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 blah. Everybody knows the Kavanaugh story. This woman says, oh, no, it was in 2004. She, remembering the Kavanaugh, she didn't remember the date, the year, anything. This woman says in 2004, on this day, I went back up to his room. He was working on the campaign. I was working on the campaign. You know, yeah, we made out, and then he forced me into a sexual act.
Mm-hmm.
She has told her friends about this. She has told other people about this. And she said, I'm living with this shame and all this. And then I saw that, oh, my gosh, he's gotten a position of authority. And so she was telling her friends. And then it looked like he could be the governor.
Yeah.
That's it. Boom. She's calling the New York Times.
Yeah.
New York Times says, oh, I'm sorry, after we looked at this, there just wasn't any cooperation on this story. Now, think back. Was there any cooperation on the woman, the doctor, again, with Kavanaugh? Absolutely not. And the New York Times was the one that broke it and ran with it. There was no cooperation. In fact, it was less than what this lady from California, who teaches at Scripps, by the way, Scripps College, has. You know, she's also, I mean, she's got days, she's got time, she's got people she's talked to about it, the whole thing, and they refuse to do it. Well, then the lieutenant governor calls, says it was consensual, and then in a meeting calls her the B word.
Yes.
And that got out. And it wasn't just the B word, it was the F B word.
Yes, yes.
Now, where is the screams of the women senators, the women congresswomen that were screaming about Kavanaugh because
a woman should be believed.
She wouldn't just say this.
A woman should be believed. No, not a one. Any of the ones that were in their face. Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, all of these. You've got to believe the woman. You've got to believe the woman. They don't even know where the state of Virginia is. They don't know any of these people. They don't want to get into this conversation. We need to do the research. We need to hear if there's any truth to this.
You can't just take a woman's word against this man.
She needs to be heard.
Whoa, wait.
Exactly. It is the most incredible thing to listen to them duck and weave and wave around. They will not. They can't get anywhere near it. They can't.
And then there were three. The attorney general says, "Well, you know, I did blackface back when I was 19 years old."
And he's the third in succession to be the governor.
Yeah, and he's, "Well, I did it back when I was 19 years old." Well,
where do they go from here? Because the fourth one is a Republican.
And he's sitting there going, "I want to be governor. I want to be governor. I'm from Southern Virginia, and that Southern Virginia is totally different than Northern Virginia."
I know.
Anyway,
this is a funny. You can't make this stuff up.
I know. We're going to talk a little bit more about it on the other side. One of the things we're going to talk about is blackface and why are people? You know, and we look at. Why is it offensive? And if you need to know more facts about it, which I just happen to have at my fingertips.
Okay,
we'll talk about that when we get back from our break. But, you know, I really love having you on, Trish. You and I can just talk about anything.
I don't have to worry about this, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like doing that because I think it's a good opportunity to if people are out there and they're listening and they'd like to add to the conversation, jump right in here. We'd just love to have you give us a call.
I do not do that enough. 605-4567. Hop in anytime you want. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is, no doubt, music to the ears of pro-lifers everywhere.
Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven.
President Trump at this morning's annual National Prayer Breakfast in D.C.
In a speech to religious and political leaders at the 67th annual breakfast, the president said he will always protect people of faith.
My administration has taken historic action to protect religious liberty.
And he won sustained applause for his pro-life stance.
All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God.
The president also voiced support for faith-based adoption agencies. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Virginia, in the midst of a political crisis, it began with a blackface scandal involving Democratic Governor Ralph Northam. It has since expanded to include the next two Democrats in line for the governor's job.
The woman who has accused Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault has identified herself and released details of the alleged assault. And now, the second in line for the governor's office, Attorney General Mark Herring, says he too donned blackface to portray a rapper while a student at the University of Virginia. If the scandal takes down the top three elected officials, next in line would be the Speaker of the State House, a conservative Republican.
Correspondent George Bonzani. Gucci apologizing for a wool sweater after complaints that it resembled blackface makeup. Company pulling the item from its online and brick-and-mortar stores. Following talks at EU headquarters in Brussels, British Prime Minister Theresa May promising to deliver Brexit and to do so on time. At least six people have been killed in the collapse of an eight-story apartment building in Istanbul. Wall Street, the Dow down 231 points, the S&P off 29. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word MAN to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MAN to 797979. Text M-A-N to 797979.
Satellite images indicate Iran appears to have attempted a second satellite launch despite U.S. criticism that the program helps Iran develop ballistic missiles.
Iran hasn't acknowledged conducting such a launch. Images released by the Colorado-based company Digital Globe show a rocket at the Space Center in Iran's Samnan province on Tuesday. Images from Wednesday show the rocket was gone with what appears to be burn marks on its launch pad. The U.S. alleges such launches defy a U.N. Security Council resolution calling on Iran to undertake no activity related to ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The parliament in Ukraine has passed a constitutional amendment to commit the country to joining NATO and also the European Union. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
NASA says two companies getting close to sending humans into space on commercial vessels.
NASA and SpaceX say they're aiming for a March debut of the first crewed commercial space capsule. No one will be on board for the Dragon's inaugural test flight to the International Space Station. But if all goes well, two astronauts will take a test flight in July. Astronauts have been going into space from Kazakhstan, and this would be the first launch of U.S. astronauts into orbit from U.S. soil since NASA's shuttle program ended. Boeing's also working on a Starliner space capsule that might be ready for astronauts as soon as August. I'm Jennifer King.
Apple's top retailing executive stepping down amid a slowdown in iPhone sales. It's raising some doubts about the company's future growth prospects. The shakeup ends Angela Arendt's 5-year stint overseeing Apple's 506 retail stores as well as its e-commerce operations. And once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 227 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today on Thursdays, it is 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassionate community and caring. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center is. Among the other great things that they're doing, besides being rated number one or being in the top 50 of all the hospitals in the United States when it comes to cardiac care. Wow. Cool.
39 degrees. Hasn't come up too much since we started this show. We're looking for a high today of 49, a low of 36, and a slight chance of showers on Friday. Chance of showers Friday night, chance of rain, a high of 48 and a low of 36. And on Saturday, showers likely, rain likely Saturday night, high of 47 and a low of 35. And on Sunday, a chance of rain and snow Sunday and Sunday night and into Monday, high of 46 on Sunday, low of 32, high of 48 on Monday. It's not warming up anytime soon. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, we have said enough but we said enough things about the stupidity in Virginia is what I was getting at. Can we talk a little more about the hypocrisy of the press and the media? The media and the politicians, the Democratic politicians. But here, I don't hear a bunch of Republicans hopping on this saying, hey, wait a minute, this should be investigated. You were so quick to blame Kavanaugh with a lot less information than this woman is providing about this lieutenant governor.
The Republican Party doesn't do that. And I have two sets. I mean, I get angry because I want them to. I want them to get right in there and just – and then I think, you know, but it irritates me so bad when the other side does that. They need to be consistent. I'd rather see they should take the position that they're going to take – whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, and that's pretty much what the Republicans do. The ones that I have heard speak out about it are saying the same thing they're saying about Kavanaugh, and that is she deserves to be heard, but we need both sides of the story before you rush to judgment. Absolutely, when a woman makes the allegation, they deserve to be heard.
And you know what?
They don't deserve to be believed until it's proven. That's where the Democrats say she should be believed.
Before the investigation.
Yeah, she should be believed. Well, she can't be believed until you have all the facts. She should be heard. They should have a right to speak.
And, you know, and in fact, you know, I have heard some Republicans say that, this is a terrible, terrible charge. It needs to be investigated. And you're right, though, the difference, you know, there's a new term. It used to be called it used to be Bork. Now it's Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And so the attorney general or the lieutenant governor is not going to be Kavanaugh or Bork. He's not going to be Kavanaugh because people are not going to do that. The media is not going to do that to him.
But they need to, and that's exactly the way it should be.
But they've got to be consistent.
If it's a Republican, they need to do the same thing.
The question is, the next time this happens,
they won't.
And it will. If it's a Republican,
they'll jump right on the bandwagon.
What happens when Ruth Bader Ginsburg, God bless that tough old girl, God bless her. You know, she, I'm not sure if she's going to step down soon or what, but wait till you see this next battle.
Oh my
God. You think Kavanaugh was a battle. Oh my goodness. Wait till Ruth Bader Ginsburg steps down and Trump puts in a woman. And he's got two women out there that have gotten, you know, they've got time on the circuit courts. They've got experience, and their viewpoints on things makes Kavanaugh look a little bit to the left.
I know that.
And they bring up one of the women. Let's see what happens then.
Well, and I'll tell you that's one of the reasons we're going to be really glad that we've got Donald Trump, because he's the only one that's got the guts to go forward with that, because you know that every other deep state Republican is going to be encouraging him to go with somebody they'll like, so they'll play nice with us.
It doesn't make any difference.
They're not going to play nice anyway.
They did not play nice with Kavanaugh. Look what they did. So whoever it is that says, I want to be the next Supreme Court justice, they have got to prepare themselves, and they have to vet them. They have to come in, and they say to them, anything you have done that we need to know about now. And if it was when you were 19 years old and in blackface at a party, if that was you, you need to say it. And
it won't make any difference, Carl, because the stuff they accused Kavanaugh was not true, and they've proven it wasn't true.
Well,
so they'll make it up. Having been in that position,
I know that, but
disprove something when they make up a lie about you is harder than
you can't do that.
You can't.
What I'm saying, though, is don't let yourself be clean so that when they start making stuff up, then at least you can say, wait a minute, this is a total aberration of my life, which is what Kavanaugh said.
Yeah.
And Kavanaugh's gone through several FBI investigations.
Yes.
While he was coming up through the ranks.
That's right.
So what I'm saying is if you've done something, you need to let people know about it in that vetting process so it doesn't come up as a surprise. That's what I'm getting at, because they're going to be throwing things at you that aren't true, or the things that you allegedly said, or things that they can take out of context. I mean, there's enough on that already.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, if you got something, if you want to jump in here at 605-4567, don't be afraid of getting caught in the crossfire here between Trish and I. Hey, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number, right now, Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, the one that moves around with you just as you move, they're having a sale right now. There's never been a better time to save on proven quality sleep. A Queen 360 Smart Bed starts at only $899. That's pretty good, because not only do you have the adjustable smart bed that adjusts for you and your partner, now it adjusts to you also. What a great price. Now, my Sleep Number setting is 60.
And mine is pretty consistently 55, although I went down to 50 over the last couple of weeks because of some back issues and stuff going on. And so I think I'm ready to go back to the 55, though I seem to sleep more soundly.
Okay. And you know what? Sleep Number's been rated highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. Right now, the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Bed, you can save so much money on it. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Head on over to the Sleep Number store. Tell them Carl, Trish, and Linda sent you. Let them try to figure it out as you climb into bed and after you're laying there, you can ask yourself, how much is a good night's sleep worth for the next 15 years? Think about it. For the next 15 years, how much is it worth? Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty. Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM and soon to be 96.5 FM.
That's 9 to 12 daily.
Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. to find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
At 8:16 in the morning here on Thursday, February the 7th, 2019, 39 degrees. Weather reports brought to you by, of course, Shasta Regional. Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show, though, is being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Do you know if you go to the emergency room at Shasta Regional Medical Center, you've got a guarantee you'll be seen in 30 minutes or less. Mainly less, because this is the way they want to handle their patients, their neighbors in the community. And also that Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified the Joint Commission by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know what? At a point yesterday, I thought, am I having a stroke or just a heart attack or what? As I was driving down from South Fork for the second time. And why was I up on South Fork? Let me tell you where South Fork is. You drive out to Whiskeytown Lake, and right before you get to the turn to go into the center there, there's a road to your right. You drive up to the very top of the hill up there, and there's all these antennas and microwaves and all this stuff up there.
Most of the satellites for everything.
The sheriff, you know, all that stuff's up there. And we were up there for what? To hang the antenna, my friends, to hang the antenna and connect it to the transmitter.
For FM.
And we were up there, and as they had to climb about 50 feet up and do their work at 52 feet, 54 feet.
Of the tower.
On the tower, because you can only, you know, under the FCC, it had to be between 38 and 62. So we put it at 54 feet, right in the middle, aimed it, but the first guy climbing got severe hand cramps, had to come down.
It's cold out there.
Well, it was really a beautiful day. I got sunburned. So what do you do then? The other guy couldn't climb because he, you know, he'd been injured. And so who do they call? Andy Main. Because Andy is the one that I have hired to do this. Not him, but his people, his company, Shasta Beam. Here comes Andy up. Now you've got a picture. I'm on four-wheel drive of my truck getting up this road, as everybody is. And here comes Andy driving up the road in a Prius. Swear to God, it's a Prius. And I know there are spots on that road that I almost bottomed my truck out in, you know, because you're having to, you know, go keeping a tire on this side and on this side and kind of going over. He drives up in a Prius, comes up, and he says, okay, and we talked about it, puts on the climbing gear, and he goes up there like a – what can I say? I don't know. A cat up a tree. Uh-huh. Just going straight on up. Meanwhile, the other guys I'm working with, Valley Industrial, they're putting stuff together. He looks at the other guy and said, did you bring this? The other guy goes, no, I didn't bring this. And so they called. So the guy's driving it out. So I volunteer, drive down the hill and meet him at the, you know, just where we make the turn there. But it takes you like 20 minutes to get down the hill. Pick up the piece of gear, drive back up. 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later, did you bring the – no, I thought you brought it.
Oh.
Down the hill I go again and pick all this other stuff up. And then we go on up. Now, here's where we are with FM. Antenna's up. It's placed perfectly. It appears the wire has been laid perfectly. It appears all the connectors are working. We have electricity. But what we don't have is one piece talking to another, because when we call back to Minnesota, they're in the middle of an ice storm. They're in the middle of an ice storm, and they can't – there's nobody there. The people we had to talk to see, okay, why isn't this working? We're following all your directions. So today we're going to call them. Hopefully they're in the work. We'll get that. We'll run back up on top of the hill, and everything will light up. Now, what happens after that? We have to write a letter to the FCC saying we're going to practice with this thing for a while. And then when we go kick it off, we have to write another letter saying we're on the air. So that's where we are.
So we are inside of 96.5 in the foreseeable future.
I think so.
That's very great news.
I think.
Do you know the first time I ever met Andy Main was many years ago up in Bieber, Big Valley Lumber Company. The Main family owned the Big Valley Lumber Company. I sold him a metal detector.
Well, I tell you what.
Great guy.
Andy Main. Andy is a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he just didn't even hesitate. Just right up on the antenna. Hey, let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks. Hey, maybe Andy Main locked that Prius into four-wheel drive. You never know.
He says, oh, I've been in worse places than this. And I'm like, of course, I did have to get the undercarriage redone, you know, all the plastic underneath there. So, anyway, what's up, Jim?
I can't wait to hear your frequency modulation coming up here pretty soon. You guys are really going to get out awesome up there.
Oh, well, you know what? We're hoping that happens, you know. Is that what FM stands for?
Yeah,
I thought it was magic was the last word and the F was something else.
That's okay.
And AM is absolutely magic, right?
Yeah, absolutely magic. Modulation. Yeah. What's up, buddy?
So, hey, you guys are talking about this blackface deal. Did you guys hear just recently within the last few hours that the Attorney General of Virginia, Mark Herring, just admitted he had a blackface moment, too?
Yeah, you know, we said that was part of the trifecta that we have in Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And
the fourth one is a Republican.
Yeah, the guy's next in line. If all of them left, it would be a Republican governor. Now, here's the thing, though, Jimmy, is this. And here's the question. If somebody does something when they're 19 years old, is there redemption?
Well, sure. I've done a lot of stupid stuff when I was that age.
Okay, I agree. Now, should there be redemption when you're 28, though, and you do something really stupid?
That all depends on what it was and how you feel about it.
Well, that was the governor when he put that page into his Virginia medical school. He was like 28, and he had that page in. Now, but then the next one is a lieutenant governor that supposedly did the sexual assault in his 30s. Now, I don't hold sexual assault anything close to what these other two guys did.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, that is so much more severe. So there is no redemption for that if he was guilty of this. But the other two guys, is there redemption for people?
You know, that is up for debate. The blackface thing, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, my own personal opinion is, yeah, I mean, people do stupid things. People of all races, you know, say and do stupid things about other races, and, you know, that's just human nature, in my opinion.
You know, I think what we have to start doing in the United States and in general is we've got to stop trying to hold people accountable for actions that they did with different standards. Today's standard is you don't do blackface. You don't do these things. We're a whole lot more aware of how we treat other people. You go back 50, 60 years and try to impose the way we feel about things now and what's acceptable now back 50, 60 years, you can't hold people accountable for the way, this lifestyle that we have today. You can't hold them accountable for it 60 years right. ago. And yeah, that's what we keep like trying to do.
The Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, that show, you know, I never really...
How about All in the Family?
that was
funny.
Well,
the Dukes of Hazzard.
I mean, yeah, Carol... What was his name? Carol Connors?
Yeah, that was funny.
It was, but it went both ways, too.
It did, but they laughed at each other. I mean, you go to some of those shows that were funny and acceptable, and they were acceptable. People were not offended by them at that point.
But
now they want to hold us to the same standards. They want to take and put those standards on those people and say all of those people were horrible. Yeah.
This is why you will never see the Song of the South again, that Disney movie.
I'm Gone with the Wind.
Oh, no, you see Gone with the Wind.
Well, they tried to block it last time around.
The Disney movie Song of the South with Zippity Doodah and all that and Brer Rabbit, but because it was slavery in it and the other things it had. But, you know, it was a movie that was a huge success, but then in today's world it doesn't play anymore because...
But you can't rewrite history.
But the caricatures that people do, which is when we get into blackface, blackface started in the 1830s. When they started this, and this was and they had these traveling minstrel shows, and they actually, the one that was one of the stars back then in the 1830s and 1840s had to learn to sing African-American songs by a slave. And the slave taught him the songs. And then these minstrel shows were something that some of the most popular shows. They were on Broadway and all this
until
the early 1900s. And we still had people in blackface, Amos and Andy, on radio until 1960.
That's right.
Now, but as we point out, what it was, though, was a caricature of blacks, and it was not a flattering caricature with the bugging eyes and the big lips and all these things they would do. And, you see them in movies today, and you go, wow, the black characters are shuffling and they're being subservient and stupid. I mean, it's just a horrible way to characterize people. And what blackface means to the African American community is somebody putting them down, characterizing them as dull, stupid, lazy, and this is very offensive.
Right. And so, what strikes me is, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I'm looking at things out of different resources on this, and so you have to understand. Yes, today you say we're looking back, but it's been around since 1830s. But even then, it was to characterize a entire race as being like we just saw in Elizabeth Warren, a black young black child in curlers in her hair eating a watermelon.
Oh my, yeah.
And
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, she needs better handlers.
But
really strikes me is the hypocrisy
it is.
Of these people. And you know, it's like, look at the Anita Hill with what happened with Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
look who was on the board, you know, up there questioning Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill. It was creepy Joe Biden and, of all people, Ted Kennedy.
There you go.
I mean, come on. I was a bit young back then. I really wasn't, But when I watched that recently, and I'm looking at it going, Ted Kennedy, that guy was the biggest womanizer.
Oh, the stories from him were legend in the back rooms of a restaurant.
And Joe Biden, is creepy old Joe Biden. I mean, he can't keep his hands to himself. Yeah. They've got pictures all over the place of him groping young ladies.
You got Clarence Thomas, and he said it. He says, you are lynching me. This is a, what do you call it? A modern day lynching of me. And that just really, they started backpedaling on that then. But still, it was, they attacked him over, he said, she said again. Just like they did Kavanaugh, except with Kavanaugh, they took the gloves off.
They surely did. You know, one more thing while we're on the blackface thing. I think it's, we all remember when Whoopi Goldberg was married to Ted Danson.
Yep.
And they, remember she was on some show, and some award show, and he came out in blackface. And they did a whole kind of skit and what have you. And how about that? Well, she thought that was funny
when
at the time.
Goldberg grew sleeping with him when he was married. I mean, that's
well, well, but this all was the above, he did come out. He did come out. But you got to remember that what happened after that. There was a lot of pushback. There was pushback after that. I mean, huge pushback. How could you do that?
But she did it. That's the point.
But she did it. So I understand what you're saying. And to say that, you know, you go back and you look at decisions made 120 years ago when it comes to the Native Americans, did we do the right thing with that? No.
But maybe not, but it is our history.
It is our history. And what we try to do is look at our history and not continue doing the stupid things.
That's exactly
Thanks
right.
a lot, Jimmy. You've got to take a break.
You guys. All right, bye.
Bye.
8:30 in the morning here, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned, veteran-run, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Yeah, I'm going to head down there. I've got a call, get an appointment. Had an appointment yesterday, but I was up on the hill yesterday watching Andy Main hang upside down on the tower. He didn't mean to do that, but it was kind of humorous. We got some pictures. Anyway, I'm just kidding, Mrs. Main. Okay, just kidding. He was fine. He was safe. He was hooked in. All those neat things. We'll be right back. It's 8:31 in the morning here. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. It's 40 degrees out there, so may have a decent day.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Bethel and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Bethel and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Bethel and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, it wouldn't have tailgates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 1460, pretty soon. Pretty soon we'll be able to add something onto that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's like living in your own little cruise ship right here in the middle of Reading. Activities director, a gourmet chef, and more. Find out how living can be so much easier, so much more fun at River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. Let's talk about the caravans. When President Trump in the State of the Union said, we have caravans heading. You heard this.
Yeah, and that's a lie. And there are.
But if you look down at this little town in Mexico called Pietro Negro, they had 1,700 people dropped off by 50 buses in this little bitty town across the border from something called, I think it's Eagle Springs, something, Texas, where the people down there are a little bit upset because that's a lot of people.
Darn
and
right.
And they're gathering them up. Now, this is 1,700 people that just got dropped on this little city across the border, which has not got a lot of border people, a lot of the border patrol in this. Then you've got this other caravan of up to 17,000 people heading north. People, how are we going to control our borders if we don't start doing something, I mean being aggressive about it, and yet the Democrats who voted for borders, who, if you go back and use their own words about illegals coming into our country, using their own words, saying that we've got to stop, including Mr. Obama.
I wish that there was a way, this in a perfect world, as we had the scene for the State of the Union, wouldn't it have been great if he could have had screens in there with all of those people saying all those things while everybody was watching about.
I thought about the same thing. You know, like, if part of this is going to be because this is we're into the
21st
century here. We're in the 21st, yes. 22nd century. We should go into things like into the technical side. So as he's talking about it, and then he goes, as my esteemed colleagues.
Exactly.
And then here's President Obama talking about it. Then it goes to Schumer.
And
then it goes
Clinton,
to Pelosi.
And
everybody.
Wouldn't that be great?
As my predecessors have said. Hey, let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You led into just exactly what I wanted to talk about. You know, I think the conservatives better get off their butt and wake up because I think we're going to lose 2020. The Democrats are doing a really good job of organizing and getting the vote on their side, just like they did, just like they lost the House in 2018. The Republicans sat around and the Democrats organized. I went to the forum last night out at Shasta College where Sonia Nazzaro spoke.
How was that?
You know, it was very interesting if you want to see what the other side's up to. It was a forum with two well-spoken people that are sympathetic to the immigrants up there. And it was put on by the McConnell Foundation and some other damn place like that. And the first thing they said is walls don't work. And, you know, there's no sense going to a wall. And then they went on about how these poor immigrants are really just more or less economic immigrants and immigrants that are fleeing murders and violence in their country, and that we should feel so sorry for them and that they should come on into our country. But the point I'm trying to make is the forums like this out at the college, where they have a bunch of kids there that are getting extra credit to go to them, they're misleading them. And there's no conservative other side of the view, and there's no forum.
Was there no questions and answers?
Well, yeah, but when you've got 99% of them are liberals, what kind of questions do you think they're going to get, Carl? They wouldn't call on me.
Oh, they didn't?
No. But, you know, there's no conservative forums except for what Sally and Terry Raposa put on down at the Patriots meetings. And we need more people going to those, and we need more forums. I went to a forum a couple years ago on global warming, and it was three-quarters of the audience was students. And I got to talking to one of the students, and she told me she was getting extra credit to go to this forum, otherwise she wouldn't be there. And, you know, it exposes them to the side of the point of view that the liberals are shoving down their throats. And
let me tell you where I think you're right, Nick. I think you're absolutely right when you're saying is that the Democrats organized. The Democrats went out and said we can do something with this election, and they did.
But they didn't.
They didn't do as well as they thought. But the Republicans, if we sit on our duffs, or the independents that you know are conservatives, because you know sometimes it's hard to even say you're Republican. But if we don't get out and get active and start pushing on these things, we're going to lose the White House and the Senate, and then what happens?
I want to just talk a little bit about what you're talking about with the colleges, though. This is nothing new, and this is exactly how they've gained their stronghold all the way through. Way back in the 70s, when Angela Davis, the communist, wanted to teach in the school district down in Los Angeles, and we rose up and said, oh, you can't do that. You can't have a communist in teaching our children in school. And the court came back and said, yeah, she can. Again, the camel's nose under the tent. And that's where it started. And you go to any campus in the United States, and you've got that high liberal, and with few exceptions, you've got the liberal teachers that are there, and that's what's happening in all the colleges. Look at people, how when they try to get the conservative speakers on, like Hugh Shapiro is probably the best example. He's been banned from more colleges. Even a Catholic college just recently ran him off the campus.
Another thing they did last night was discredit Fox News and Sean Hannity, and, you know, these guys are just completely spewing lies, and it's just pathetic. I mean, people don't realize it, but Redding's turning into quite a liberal town.
My son got slunked out of a class at Shasta College, we're talking in 1990, because of a liberal teacher in his position on timber and what have you, and he argued with him and had to retake the class because the guy wouldn't give him a complete grade. That was liberal, but I mean, that's back in 1990. So this is nothing new. I think I don't want to get depressed about the upcoming election. I think we need to pay attention. But I think his numbers are coming up. I think that more people are being exposed to what the facts are listening to more of what the truth is and not buying the Democratic thing. And I think that's proven by the fact that in every midterm election, as far back as you go, the other side always gains ground. He didn't lose near as much ground as Obama did in his first midterm.
I hate to say this, but that's I can understand that argument. But what Nick is saying is, and I agree with him, is the Republicans were in a state of shock, and because many of them were retiring, wanting to get out of the fight. But if the Republican Party doesn't get itself organized and stand up on its hind feet and start fighting back, they're going to be run over. More socialists like the young lady from New York is going to be there. And you're absolutely right. When they come to the college campuses and talk about this, a wall won't work. Well, that's absolutely wrong. A wall does work.
But when those speakers,
and if you have the wherewithal to make it work,
when the conservatives try to come into the college campuses, in most cases they're banned from going in there. You see it all the time. When you get a conservative speaker, Ann Coulter, Ben Shapiro, these people who try to go out and go onto the college campuses, they're not allowed on the campus.
I'll tell you something else that I don't think too much of is some of these women, Democratic women's forums we have down at the library where you write down your question. I wrote down a question, and I sat there and watched the gal, and she stuck it at the bottom of the pile.
League of Women Voters?
Yeah, the gal that was taking the questions. And I said, hey, how come you put my question at the bottom of the pile? She said, oh, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. And she turned around and walked off, and she comes back after the forum and tells me, well, I did put it on top of the pile after I left. Yeah, I'm real sure you did. When they can pick and choose the questions, they're leading the commentary. And we just, us conservatives, need to start paying attention because it's
maybe we conservatives need to have speakers start coming out there and going to Shasta College and say, hey, we'd like to have a conservative speaker out here.
We need more people like Sally and Terry Raposa to get some speakers out there, to get some conservative forums going on in this area. You know, one thing I was going to bring to their attention last night, if I got to ask a question, I was going to tell them, they claim that we're a democracy. I was going to tell them that we're a representative republic.
Yeah.
But I was also going to point out how well President Trump has done with the unemployment rates, because with the black unemployment rate so low, it's been rumored that Barack Obama is the only African American in the United States without a job.
Say goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye.
Nick's a very bright guy.
Yes,
he is. And he's right. And many of the things he says is right. And he's asked questions where he's wrong. Because he's asked a person, you know, like Wind River and a couple others who have said, no, that's not, and gave him the right answer. And he said, you know, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No,
because
a lot of times
you hear, Nick is a very, very, very bright guy. And he's right. If we don't have conservative speakers coming in here to the colleges, which I know Shasta College, leadership, they would love to have that. They would support that just like they did this group here. And unfortunately, I was gone, and I'd love to do is have that woman on the show. And I may have had a chance to do that, but it was just too late by the time we got all this stuff because we were gone and having to work up on the hill. So, yeah, it'd be nice to have her on and her explain why walls don't work when we know they do.
Yeah.
If walls don't work, why do people have walls?
There you go.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break, but I think we're having to say goodbye to you.
Yeah, I've got another meeting I've got to be to, so I'm all done. See you next Thursday.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Free firearm rentals? That's not true. It's not like that. It's if you're having problems with your firearms or if you don't have one, we have ones available for you to use during the class, and then we'll help you find the right firearm for you. This is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, CCW, Home Defense, Defensive Pistol, Advanced Pistol, also Unarmed Combat. All of these come under Northern Firearms Instruction. Look at usgunpro.com website or give them a call at 530-999-1822 and find out what you want to do, and they can actually put a class together just for you or your employees. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:47 in the morning. Why is Elizabeth Warren apologizing again?
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty. Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM and soon to be 96.5 FM.
That's 9 to 12 daily.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth a ride.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Line is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott, because Trisha's left, but she was here earlier today. It's 41 degrees. It looks like we might get a little rain today. It's going to go up to, I think, 49. 8:51 in the morning here on the 7th of February, 2019, this portion of the show. This is a public service announcement that Compass Shining Care presents Gatekeeper Shining Affair this Saturday, February 9th at Reading Senior Hall, 6 to 11 p.m. It preserves the quality of life, independence, safety, and dignity of older adults who may need emotional, cognitive, or aging care support. Tickets are $35. You can sponsor a table for eight for $350. For more information, give a call to 232-5543 or go online to shiningcare.org. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
I am peachy.
Good. The FM situation, we're all really excited about
that. Man. Oh, man. We are this close. I mean, yesterday we could have been on the air if the guys in Minnesota had not left work early. So we're going to catch them early this morning and then race up the hill at 5 miles an hour over that road and try not to fall off the side of it. The funny thing is, if you've ever been up there, and I don't think a lot of people have because it's a locked gate. But if you get up there and there's other trucks coming down the hill, somebody has to back. If you're going up or they're coming down or vice versa, somebody has to back up till you get to a wide enough spot so two trucks can get by. And sometimes that's not for a little while. So it's an interesting trip. Anyway, what you got, bud?
Well, we have on March the 3rd, we have a debate with all the candidates, all the Republican candidates who are running for Senate. For District 1 on the seat that's been vacated by Ted Gaines now that he is with the State Board of Equalization. It'll be starting at 6 o'clock at 2570 Bonneview Road, South Bonneview Road.
Uh-huh.
And we will be having a forum there. We're working with your friend, Maria Salas, our friend, and the Republican Women Republican Central Committee. And, of course, we're bringing these candidates in. I wanted to just caveat on something that we talked about on earlier in the week with Barron and with Trish, and that is that, you know, when we put on these forums, we have candidates come in. We've had several of them already. We're doing this for the public. These folks come in. They have give a couple of minutes on what their position is, a little bit about their background. Then it's Q&A. And we have the forum so that there's Q&A so people can have their questions asked. And that's going to be pretty much the forum we're going to have in our debate. And there may be people who don't agree with everything we do or, you know, have this thing about the past Red and Tea Party or the Patriots. But the real deal is we put up a forum for people to come in and get their questions answered. And that's what we need to do is get informed. So it really doesn't matter who puts on the debate. It matters on, you know, what the substance of that debate is.
Yeah, it matters on showing up and hearing the hearing all the sides.
Sure.
And then being able to ask that question. Like if you just listen to what Nick said, he says they didn't take my question. And when you have people coming in and they're espousing one view, really the people that should be that they should give priority to asking questions is people that disagree with them, not people that agree with them. So they can be asked about where their statistics come from and then have them prove what they're saying. So this is a great thing about the forum. I'm sorry.
I may have said March 3rd. I mean March 4th. Monday,
okay.
March 4th.
Well, you know what? We want to give a lot of airtime to that because, you know, maybe that's one of those things that we ought to have a remote there.
Oh, you'd be welcome to do it. We do stream everything live on Facebook. I know when we had Travis Allen in, that night alone, we did have 30,000 hits. So we do get a lot of people. And Trish did comment on it was either Tuesday or Wednesday when we were talking that she watches our meetings from her home.
Yeah. You can do that. Yeah, you know what? You've done everything you possibly can to get the word out and let people, if they don't want to go down to the church, see what's going on. So I just think it is when you should be applauded for all these that you're having, and then that other people need when you go to these, we need to have people that are Democrats. Or, you know, they could come to these so they can ask questions of these Republicans.
Well, and also we wanted to have the Democrats in, but the problem is that the Democrats didn't file to run until the last day, which was January 31st, that they could file. So when we were setting this up, to set it up with the different groups and working with the different groups that we're working with, by the time that the Democrats filed, and one of them, by the way, dropped out actually at 9:35 on Tuesday night. So there's one Democrat running, but I guess they're going to have her in to speak on March the 3rd, which is Sunday. I'm not sure where that is, but the League of Women Voters, they didn't invite the Republicans.
Would it be, Gaines' wife running? Oh, no, she's a Republican.
She's not running.
Oh, she's not going to run?
No, she's not running.
Okay. But so I would be in. Oh, is the one running the same one that was running against LaMalfa?
No, that's a Democrat, and she didn't run it. It's another lady. I don't remember her name.
Okay, because I had heard that they were putting that lady up to run for senator.
No, Denny's pushing a lot of stuff. She's going to run against LaMalfa again, and I mean right out of the chute. What'd she get? 43%. She's a school teacher, 34 years old, no experience. She gets 43%. I think that, you know, I think the Republicans have to do some things different. It may not be a reflection as much as on the people that are in office as Republicans, but maybe the Republicans just not following their own platform.
I think you're right. Okay, hey, Terry, got to run. Thanks for the phone call, buddy, and congratulations. Come on in, or we'll cut a spot for that so we can get a lot of people out there to listen
to it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, no problem, buddy. We appreciate what you and Sally do for our community.
Thank you.
By the way, you can hear Terry on Saturday mornings on Jefferson State of Mind, or Sunday mornings. Sorry, yeah. Sunday mornings, 9 to 10. Okay.
Thanks, sir.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to get running here. Gosh, it's been a heck of a week so far. Now, tomorrow, I hope I can say is that all the parts work for the FM station. Now, it doesn't mean we can go on the air right away 24 hours a day because we still have to write letters to the FCC. They still have to say, okay, you know, bless us on paper. But we can practice with it and make sure it's working, you know, several hours a day and, you know, probably maybe during this time frame. And we'll just kind of keep pushing it out. You can tell your friends. You'll see it in a lot of different areas once we get this thing going. And you know what? There's so many people there are to thank, but I just want to really thank Industrial Communications and Andy Main and his Shasta Beam and Shasta.com for the things they're doing because we're getting our signal up there through him. What else? I guess I could go on about Elizabeth Warren right now, but I only have like a minute and a half left, and I just don't have enough time to really give the in-depth coverage like, you know, a true media type should about Elizabeth Warren, except, boy, she really messed up again. Okay, is that enough? Is Ashley a true journalistic experience? Is that the way to express this?
Depends on which era of journalism you're talking about.
Boy, did you
not a current one?
You really pooed all over yourself on this one there, Elizabeth. Okay. Anyway.
Good thing this is talk radio.
Talk radio. Everybody have a great day. Be careful out there. It's going to be raining. We're going to be having a lot more storms coming in this weekend. So take care. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.